This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hello, my friends.
Good morning.
Hi. I see you're still at your apartment. No electricity yet?
No, the power did not come back on yesterday.
Oh, boy. What the? Do you know what the problem is?
Well, the wind. So this is what we've been able to figure out. And, you know, as if we don't have enough people ranting about PG&E, here's mine. Apparently, we thought we got a power shut off, a preemptive power shut off. It turns out it looks like that windstorm knocked some trees down, something hit a line, whatever. My problem now with PG&E is if we don't have enough issues with them is they gave us no info until this morning. Was the first time I found anything online that said, you should be back on tonight at 10 p.m.
Oh, so this morning
sat
you
there
saw it.
This morning. So when the power went out, you go to the website. I've gotten good at this because we've dealt with this, you know, through the summer, through the fires and beyond.
Right.
You put in your address. It comes up and it says, you know, your power's, you know, PG&E crews are on the scene and your power will be restored by. There was just no info for days. And this morning is the first time I've seen anything. And I called him yesterday and even said, like, look, I get it, but I looked on your website and we have no info. I have two kids. We're losing another fridge full of food.
Right.
And we're trying to figure out how to, there's no heat.
You
know, like, we really need you guys to give us some info. And she read the same page I read. And I go, I can read that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else? And she goes, nope, that's all I have.
Oh.
All right. Thank you.
It's not. That's not. That sucks. It's disheartening.
So it just, yeah, it does suck. And it's you know, it makes people
mad.
Mad and ridiculous. So I'm like, last night I'm at the house. I'd brought food to my family, including my mom, by the way, who's with us.
Oh, right. God, of course.
Lucky her. And you know what's funny?
She must be thrilled.
The
right.
Last time she was here, I had to drive her home because of the fire evacuations.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you look on my Instagram, you can see somewhere back there all the smoke, you know, all over California as I was driving. So that was the last time she visited. Anyway, I was just saying, you know, I want to tell somebody, like, you know, who do you tell? God? And, of course,
on the mountain.
Christina goes, are you talking about Gavin? And I go, I hardly call Gavin God, but you're right. He would be the guy, I guess, to tell. Jesus, but well, I can't call Gavin. What am I? I mean, in the middle of everything that's going on in the world, I'm going to get him to pick up the phone and be mad at Pete.
He does seem busy these days, you know. And of course, yesterday was a big day, so it was.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Did you watch Amanda Gorman?
I saw a clip, and we have some. She's the poet laureate who spoke yesterday.
I was
yesterday.
In tears watching that this morning.
Yeah, John was flipping out. Because, you know, listen, a lot of what happened while we were on the air and shortly after. And so afterward, John was like, hold on, I got to rewind. You got to see this. He loved her.
The weird thing, it's not weird, but I thought it was interesting, and it must be, you know, trends are a real thing, and styles are a real thing. But to me, her style was very much the way Vaughn delivers his poetry.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of a clipped, there's a,
cadence,
well, it has
to
a beat.
It. Yeah. Yep.
And I was watching her. She was incredible. And I really liked what she'd said, written, whatever, however you want to.
Yeah.
But I was also going, wow, you know what? To me, she's got Vaughn's style of delivery. So I thought it was great, though. Really, really great.
So she recited The Hill We Climb, and she said she finished it the night after the Capitol riots from 2 weeks ago. So just, you know, it's not something she had in her back pocket for a long time.
No, it's really well done. It's a little long for our purposes,
yes,
so clips are going to be best. But yeah, but for just sitting on my couch this morning and sipping my first, you know, cup of coffee, I was really impressed. It was excellent.
Right. Yeah, yesterday was a good day. And actually, I just, knowing that he was taking office and that there was going to be nothing but that on the news, I didn't watch a ton of news yesterday. I was I'm like, I'm taking a break from it. I mean, honestly, it feels like forever, just nonstop consuming the constant stream of whatever the hell's going wrong on the news. And yesterday I was like, you know what? It's a nice day out. I think I'll go clean my fish filter. I think I'll give that bed over there a rake. Played with my cats outside for a while.
Yeah, we see
very
this.
Very relaxing.
Well, for example, I went to Facebook yesterday, and you know, obviously, these are the people you associate with that are on your Facebook page. But the relief among people on Facebook was pretty interesting to read, that it was fairly universal, and all everyone had the same sort of, I think, relief was the feeling. So good. I'm glad. I'm happy. I don't know what the constant consuming and worry.
We're doing
what that energy, what you hope to achieve with that energy. It seems sort of masochistic.
It is in a way. I mean, there's definitely, it's not, I don't feel like it's super healthy behavior, but you get sucked into that. I mean, listen, I'll give it to the cable news. They know how to keep you. Like, it's actually quite a mad skill set that they have going there. And so yesterday, although I did see some, I made a conscious effort to, because I had even said it on the air, like, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to worry that someone is effing up our relationship with every country in the world. I don't have to, there's just, if I'm not going to worry about it, why would I watch it? So just, I mean, I'm sure I will. Listen, I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess. But
it was nice
to take the day off.
It's just a really interesting thing that people feel like they're holding it, the whole thing up. Each person who's worried and consuming nonstop feels like somehow their worry is holding this whole thing from coming down on their heads or something.
You know, it's really not even that I'm holding it up. It's that I feel like I, because I'm worried about it, I need to know what I'm worried about or something. It's a weird trick that's being played. You know, I feel like it's one of those things. I feel it's almost compulsive in a way. Like, it doesn't feel healthy.
No, it is. It absolutely is. And I think that's, you know, look, I've never had more stuff to deal with in my life than I
you
do
are
right
busy,
now.
Right.
So I'm obviously very busy. But as I say these things, I feel almost guilty that I'm like, I can't sit and watch that all the time. And
it's better for you.
Look, I voted. I did my part. Unless I'm willing to go run and try and make actual change, or, you know, I don't really have the money to make the kind of donations that would bring about change, but it feels like I've done my part and now I have to just sort of handle the power outage.
Right. well,
and do
because
my job.
Bottom
and...
line is, like, whatever's happening in Washington, although we're bombarded by it, if you can look away from it, you realize that on a day-to-day basis, it for most of us, it doesn't affect your day-to-day life. Like, even though there's a new guy in there, and I'm happy about that, like, and there will be some concrete differences for some people. For the most part, we go on with we continue to do the things that we would do anyway. So it's like worrying about, worrying doesn't do anyone any good, you know,
no.
Especially when you're worrying about things that, like you said, I voted. There's no other, what else can I do? You know?
Well, there are things, but like I said, I'm not willing to run for office, or I can't.
Right.
And I don't even think that's what I'd be good at if I tried.
Right.
So it's not for me, but I do think I hope that the worry, concern, and attention this all brought about breeds a new generation of people who want to plug in and make change and run and do the kinds of things that will actually, bring us to that next level.
Absolutely is happening. I mean, honestly, when I was my kid's age, I could tell you who the president was, probably. And that was about it. Like, I was just not paying attention to politics in any way, shape, or form. There was a party to go to, and I just did not care. My kids are, and I'm sure everybody's kids, like, you can't get away from it. And you mentioned going to Facebook and that, like, that's honestly, that's kind of where it's happening too. And like, you'll see something on Facebook and it sends you to that 24-hour news cycle. And then you're freaking out about that and you're posting about it on your thing. And it becomes this sort of death spiral. Like, you know, give yourself a break, take a minute off. I swear to God, I haven't, other than like looking at something that gets referred to for this show or whatever, I'll like specifically go to Instagram or Facebook to look at something. And then I'm trying to jump off. I'm of an age where that doesn't have to consume my life. Like, you know, there are kids who are like, oh, I can't live without that. And I can, and I have, and I'm trying to make a concerted effort to not to live without it.
I was really, as much as I've, you know, got sort of pressing things, you know, right in front of me, I was relieved. And I've said this all along. My biggest problem with, how should I say this? All of my votes going forward from this point are going to include how this person feels about the environment and what they plan to do.
Right.
And I was really excited and happy and relieved that Biden got right on it. And like,
yeah.
that's you know what? That's what I need to see, because I really feel like that's the ignored. It's ignored in a way that people feel like, well, we're just going to be here forever and we have to only focus on. Well, for example, I think social justice is super important. It's also one of the main things we've got to tackle.
Yep.
But without a planet?
Yeah. That's all in the wind.
I mean,
everything is. If we don't have a planet, what do we have?
So that to me is really important, and I'm you know, when you think about having kids, you think maybe not everyone does. I certainly thought, do I feel confident my kid is going to get to live on this planet her whole life and do the kinds of things that will make her happy, whether that's work or raise a family, or will she somehow find terror as the planet's and I feel like we
right.
are
will,
good.
Will and, she see the end days?
Right.
You don't want your
that.
Kid to be a part of that.
Right. I don't want that. And I thought about that and I feel confident that that is not imminent, that we are good and that we can do. And I love this country. I love us. I love our community. I love America. I want us to do better. We can. And that's
Me
actually
too.
What that poem, the feeling I got from it, there was hope in that poem. Amanda Gorman am I getting that right?
You are. And I,
yes.
Brittany, you have a clip ready to go for that. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that in the 6 o'clock break. We'll just give you a little bit of it. And it's true. It's a wonderful thing to hear from a 22-year-old, too, because I'll tell you, the kids are, you know, they're pretty riled up over well, all this stuff in a way that I certainly wasn't at their age. And that's
black female 22-year-old.
Yes. Yep.
So the hope that she, I feel yes. like she has in her speech, poem, however that's supposed to be referred to, it made me feel great. I really liked it, and I like to hear that. That's something that's so important, especially coming right off of Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday,
yep.
which is what he preached.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool.
It is a pretty positive message, and, you know, the light's there. You just got to look for it.
Well, not at my house, but elsewhere I hear there are lights. Yes.
You've got lights at your apartment, which is solid. Uh-huh. I've got some lights here. I was thinking about you as we got on this morning. I'm like, what house am I going to see behind Vinny today?
Well, at this point, the week is shot. Right. I've done the best I can.
And if the power's not coming on until 10, I'm guessing we're seeing the apartment tomorrow too.
No, actually, if I feel confident I'm going to have power, I want to go back and be with my family and wake up in the morning and have my equipment and my printer and all my things that I use to put on a show. I'd much rather do that than find myself here again with sort of half the tools I feel like I need.
Well, let's check in with Bryn and Nikki. Anything to add about yesterday? How did you guys spend your day?
I felt like I had so much energy in the morning that it just like literally crashed around 2:30, and I had the biggest headache.
You're a puppy.
Oh,
you
no.
used all your energy.
You're a big puppy with a headache.
Yeah, so I'm an old lady now. So.
Yeah, right. Don't predate yourself.
That's what I did.
I got a sitter from my mom. Finally babysat my daughter for the first time since the pandemic started.
Oh my God.
So that was great.
You drop her off or did she come over?
I dropped her off because I needed the help, and you know, so I finally fixed this fence that I needed to do, biked 16 miles and
you're like Mr. Exercise these
productive
days.
Productive day yesterday, and I was done.
Wow.
Crashed hard. So pretty good. Pretty good day for me.
Nothing like a good workout to get you a good night's sleep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They actually say that's one of the best things you can do to get a good night's sleep, because all of us have our sleep problems. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you run the hell out of your body, you fall into bed and just,
mm-hmm.
That actually sounds so good. 16 miles. Did you do any hills or what did you do?
Oh, my
Electric
God.
Bike or acoustic bike?
Acoustic bike. Actually, I asked my dad for a bike because he has a ton of them, and my bike's just kind of like old. So he was like, here, take this electric one. I'm like, Dad, but that's cheating. I asked this for this for exercise.
You can turn it down low.
Workout,
you can turn
man.
It down low, and then it helps you get up the hill, you know? Turn it down really low.
I'll go acoustic for now. Maybe I'll switch over to electric.
No. You're young. You should do acoustic.
I love biking so much, but the idea that I would add distance to a ride, I don't want to be 30 miles from home and now have to ride back just to get a workout on that darn, you know, electric. But I'll go acoustic every time.
Yeah. Frankly, I just want to be outside and breathe the fresh air and have a day. I wouldn't take an acoustic bike. There might be a hill. I'm not doing it. But on an electric bike, I can confidently go. I mean, we've ridden into the city. It's nice. Well, I'm an old lady. I don't care.
I'm just more comfortable on an acoustic bike than electric.
Yeah, that's because
you
haven't ridden
that,
electric enough.
You say that, but wait till you get an electric.
I know. I tried
you know,
to
I watch
and that
this...
scared me.
There's a hill near my house that I watch people, and you can see the difference.
Yeah.
It's a visual where someone's going up the hill with no problem.
Yeah.
No, that's an electric bike.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. You saw me yesterday. You know, I'm going like 1 mile an hour up some hills. I'm like,
right.
Oh.
On an acoustic, people have to stand up and the bike is shaking as they try
when
to
they
get
do
this
that,
thing.
That scares me because I live on a really steep hill. So when I see bikers go up and they're like going back and forth, I'm like, they're going to fall. They're going to fall.
And they're going to fall into me.
Yeah.
So and I'm going to run over them and it's not going to be my fault. Them,
it's
like,
part of the growth. Okay.
Yeah. I just drive behind them like maybe I'll catch them. Not with my car, but like in case they fall and they need help, I'll gladly help them.
And by the way, we need to add that today is a very special day.
Oh, no.
Besides the fact that it's...
Oh, my God, that's right. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
But we'll leave it alone after this. It's Nicole's birthday. Happy
Nick,
birthday.
Oh, my God.
27 years old.
Happy birthday.
I thought we were going to get through it.
No. Oh, there's no. Well, I mean, listen, you know, we are not together, so we can't, you know, bring in strippers or anything. So it's unfortunate for you. Next year.
Next year. Yeah.
We'll get the cops to come get you. Yeah. Uh-oh, their clothes are coming off.
After this, we'll leave you alone. Don't worry.
When I was celebrating my sister's birthday in August, they were talking about my birthday and then my other sister's birthday is a week before mine. And they're asked, we should do something for your birthday because we thought the pandemic would be over.
Didn't we all?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
So no, nothing. No. So you just have some drinks today and mom make you a cake or something?
Well, I really wanted my sister to make me a cake. And she asked because she's furloughed. And she was like, what kind of cake do you want? So I went on Pinterest and I sent her a bunch of ideas. And I'm like, you're bored, right? So here's like a 5-layered cake. And then she just told me. And then she made a cake for my sister a week ago. And then she just told me like, it's a little too hard to make your cake, so I'm just going to go buy you an ice cream cake. And I was like, what?
This is the bakery sister. Your sister is a chef, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's
I can't believe. Well, maybe she's trying to set your expectations low.
Mm. No. No.
I really felt like it was true.
I like ice cream, so it's fine. But she's like, it's just a lot of work. And then, because she makes the frosting, so I get it. She's like, it's just going to be a waste.
Yeah, but she's furloughed.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. She got all day.
Yeah. I'm like, is it going to take you all day to go to the store and buy the cake? No. So, and then I'm like, well, I expect dinner. She's like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, gnocchi. She goes, that's hard too. I'm like, so I'm not getting anything.
Oh my God. Are you like the middle sister or something?
Oh yeah.
Oh, poor thing. Oh. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
We didn't leave with that. You know, with everything else in the world that's going on, everybody's birthdays are out the window.
My friend forgot that my birthday was today. She thought it was yesterday. And she texted me before the show started. She's like, happy birthday. I'm like, We talked about this. My birthday is tomorrow. She goes, oh my God. And I have flowers coming for you today.
So she was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I'm like, you're fine.
All right, here we go. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Thursday. It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.